and treatment services and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225. Or visit texasback.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute. Technology with a healing touch.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group, with offices in Dallas, Las Colinas, and Frisco. Visit txsportsmed.com for more information about the practice and our doctors.
And tune in to Dr. Soriel on Inside Sports Medicine, Saturdays, 8 to 10 a.m., right here on 103.3 FM, ESPN.
Non-stop Cowboys coverage. Get it here.
KESN-FM and KESN-HD1, Allen, Dallas, Fort Worth.
I'm Christine Lisi. The Reds lead the National League in batting, hits, and runs, but were without leadoff hitter Brandon Phillips against the Cubs. He's sidelined by a sore right hand, but that was no problem for Cincinnati. Jay Bruce took Phillips' place in that leadoff spot. He homered three times, drove in five runs. Reds top Chicago 7-1. Cardinals took care of the Nationals 4-2. St. Louis is four back of Cincinnati in the NL Central. Washington Prize rookie Steven Strasburg headed to the West Coast today for a second opinion on his injured right elbow. An MRI showed a significant tear. It's anticipated Strasburg will need Tommy John surgery, which requires 12 to 18 months of rehab. Phillies 3, Padres 2, win 12. Dodgers 6, Rockies 2. Diamondbacks blank the Giants 6-0. NL wildcard race. Phillies are up a half game on San Francisco, one on St. Louis. Colorado and Los Angeles are 4.5 back. Marlins a 7-1 rout of the Braves. Atlanta's NL East lead is down to 2 on Philadelphia. American League. White Sox got off to a quick start, scored 9 runs in 3 1/3 on A.J. Burnett. Freddy Garcia, an earned run, 5 hits in 7, got his first win since July 29th. Manager Ozzie Guillen's Sox top the Yankees 9-4.
I'm very pleased the way those guys go now and play. You know, we lose a couple of games. It really, to me, they broke our heart, and those guys come back next day and compete.
The White Sox awarded a claim on Manny Ramirez, giving them exclusive bargaining rights with the Dodgers for him. Red Sox over the Rays 3-1. John Lester, a run, 2 hits, 10 strikeouts in 7 innings of work. He was caught by Victor Martinez.
He was on the zone. You know, he was working down in the zone. He was able to use his off-beat pitches for a strike when he fell behind in the count, and he was able to keep them off balance.
Martinez homered twice off All-Star David Price in that Red Sox win. Boston is 4.5 back of AL East leading Tampa and New York. Red Sox are 4.5 out in the AL wildcard race. Rangers over the A's 7-3. 3 hits for Josh Hamilton. Twins doubled up the Mariners 6-3. Minnesota's AL Central lead remains 3.5 games on Chicago. Golf, Jason Day has the lead at the Barclays, the first of 4 FedEx Cup playoff events. Tiger Woods is 4 shots back.
SportsCenter on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information. Or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
Inside Sports Medicine with your host, Dr. T.O. Soriel.
Orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine specialist and head team physician for the Dallas Mavericks.
Live from Dallas, Texas, here's Dr. T.O. Soriel.
tell me how to live my life.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. Second hour of episode 337, live in the studio. I'm Dr. T.O. Soriel. Clarence Carter, Stephen Peters. We're going to be taking your calls this hour, 214-787-1033. Also, the text, 71755. Text us your demographics. Text us some questions. You know, we're still getting questions about Tommy John surgery. Now, this one can't be real. It can't be serious. Let me recap it for you. A lot of talk this week about Steven Strasburg, the ace for the Washington Nationals, who blew out his elbow, blew out his ulnar collateral ligament, and initially they misdiagnosed it. They called it a flexor tendon strain, and then he had a MRI with dye in it. It's called an arthrogram MRI. And that actually is the test that shows the ulnar collateral ligament. I don't know why they didn't do that right off the bat. But that being said, it was positive, and he flew off to LA, and I think he's going to have Tommy John surgery, which is reconstruction of the ulnar collateral ligament. And what you do is you take a piece of tissue from somewhere else and you substitute for that frayed ligament. And the piece of tissue actually is stronger. It's just like an ACL. When we put in a patellar tendon graft, that's actually stronger than your original ACL. But people confuse the fact that the ligament is stronger with the capability of the athlete's arm being stronger. So let me read this text for you. My son is 14 and he pitches. I'm trying to find a doctor who will do Tommy John surgery so that he can throw harder. I can't find a doctor that will do this because he's not hurt right now. I am praying to God that this is a joke. But, you know, nowadays you never really know. I actually had an athlete played for the Eagles. I'm not going to mention his name. He consulted with me about having microfracture surgery of his knee without having any injury because he thought that he would be faster after the microfracture surgery. What? Where do people get these ideas? Obviously, I said, no. Microfracture is a salvage procedure. Tommy John surgery is a salvage procedure, and we don't do it preemptively. So, how'd we get back on that? Oh, yeah, yeah. People want to know what Tommy John surgery was. I just asked. I just answered, right? Did I answer that? Yeah, good. 214-787-1033 or #1033. We don't have that. Or 71755. I'm sorry. I'm trying to do three things at the same time, and, you know, I'm not really a radio guy. And later this hour, I think we're going to bring this back. I don't know for how long, at least for one week. I think Clarence is going to have a hip-hop word today.
Dun, 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 dun. I don't know.
This is...
Let the people speak. The people haven't requested it, so let's let the people speak. If they request it, I got you.
Well, Chris Cully and staff at Glen Eagles Country Club requested it. So I told them that at least for this week, I will have a hip-hop word.
The people have spoken.
One person has.
I request swag.
With that being said, let's start going to the phones. 214-787-1033. Let's go to Marcia right off the bat. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am very well. What you got for us?
Well, I had back surgery in February 2010, L4 and L5. I just did a clean out of stenosis between those two discs. I've been a lifelong equestrian, and even after surgery now and up till today, I still have some issues with my left flexor muscle, and my gluteus medius on the left-hand side causes me a lot of pain, so much so that I limp, and it's just excruciating pain. I was wondering if there's anything else that can be done for it, or if there's special exercises that I can do that will help strengthen that muscle.
Well, that's a great question, Marcia. But here are the fundamentals. We need to find out where the pain is coming from. Is the pain radiating to your hip flexor, or is there still some residual pinched nerve, or is it coming from a whole other spot? So
it
I don't.
Is, I had an MRI
after surgery.
Prior to surgery, yeah,
okay.
And it showed two edemas there at the medius minimal, I guess. And after the surgery, immediately after surgery, I was feeling pretty good. But as I've gone on and tried to ride continually, it's gotten progressively worse. I actually rode yesterday, and it hurt very badly to begin with. But as I continued to ride, it seemed to relax a little bit and not hurt so bad. But by the time I got home, it was excruciating.
Yeah, you know, there are lots of different ways to go here. Lots of different ways to go. But what I'm going to tell you is you probably need to go back to the operating surgeon. You probably need to have a follow-up MRI of your lower back. Common things occur commonly. What were the symptoms that you were having that led to the back surgery? Were they the same type of symptoms?
No, I was having chronic lower back pain. And the first MRI showed that I have a slight S curve at L1, 2, and 3, and they wanted to do the Harrington bar surgery, which would have prohibited me riding and doing anything fun, whitewater rafting, hiking, hunting, that type of thing. So I went to the Texas Back Institute, and Dr. Duffy did the minimally invasive, where they went in and cleaned out the stenosis so that the pressure wasn't on the sciatic nerve. And that issue has resolved itself, except for the left hip, which has been chronic since about May 2009.
Okay. Well, again, I go back to what I said initially. We got to figure out where this pain is coming from. Is it a primary hip pain? Is it a hip flexor? Is it a tendonitis, whatever? Or is it referred pain? And probably, again, common things occur commonly. It is most likely referred, but I can't really say that on the radio. What you need to do is go back, get a follow-up MRI, possibly do an epidural. Now, here's my thought with the epidural. If you get an epidural and your hip pain goes away, then you've got your answer. If you do an epidural and the hip pain does not go away, then you keep searching.
Yeah, I had a lumbar epidural about 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
It did not help that pain at all.
All right. Well, wait. It didn't help which pain?
The pain in the
hip.
Left side of my hip and the gluteus medial.
All right. Well, then it may be coming from the hip primarily. In that case, you may need to see someone who does hips rather than someone who does backs. You know what? If you email me after the show, I will give you some direction.
Awesome.
Yeah, just Google Texas Sports Medicine, go to the Ask Doc section, and remind me that we spoke, and I'll give you some direction.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Doctor.
You're welcome, Marcia.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Equestrians often have low back problems because of the axial loading, the bouncing on the saddle. Truck drivers have back problems as well. If you're in a seated position and there's constantly bouncing up and down, that will lead to some back issues. All right, let's go to Kyle. Hey, Kyle, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Hey, good morning, Doc. I've got a quick question for you. I've got two sons who are very athletic, and I throw a lot of batting practice to them, throw football a lot. I guess it was about this time last year, I started noticing just a little bit of pain in my elbow, but continued to throw batting practice in the cages to them this summer. But I'm to the point now where my elbow, I have a burning sensation inside my elbow. It hurts to shake hands with people. It hurts to pick up a glass of water to drink. And everything, and just does that sound like tendonitis or something a little more?
Well, those are classic findings for tendonitis.
Okay.
We call it tennis elbow. Sometimes you call it golfer's elbow. But shaking hands, picking up a cup of coffee or a 5-pound bag of flour, all that is classic for tendonitis. But if you remember, this is a radio show, so I can't really tell you that without being very accurate about it. If it gets to the point, and this is what I tell all my patients, if it gets to the point where the pain is affecting what you do, affecting your lifestyle, and it doesn't go away in a timely manner, I don't know, a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, and if this is what's happening, then you probably ought to get it checked out. Now, elbow tendonitis is one of the difficult things to treat because it ends up not being a very serious or dangerous problem. So
yeah.
There's always the debate as to how far to pursue it. You know, are we going to do a cortisone shot just because you can't shake hands? I don't know. You know,
yeah.
Some people say yes, some people say no. Yeah, it, It sounds like that's what it is. Throwers get it. Who was Hall of Fame quarterback? Joe Montana had elbow tendonitis, actually missed almost an entire year, ended up having to have surgery for it. So it can be serious and very difficult to treat.
But what's the best way to treat? Just rest?
Oh, you know, that's probably not enough. Obviously, you have to address the offending cause. So if it's from throwing or gripping or lifting weight, you have to address that. You have to decrease whatever that is. And then there's a whole series of other things to do. Ice, brace, stretching, friction massage. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things to do. You can't just do one and think that that's going to fix it.
Okay.
So, tough problem. Get it checked out. When you first started talking, I thought it was going to be your sons that had the elbow problem.
No, they're fine. It's me. It's the old man.
Well, all right. Well, good luck with it.
Thanks, Doc.
All right. You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine. It's Dr. T.O. Soriel. I mentioned this briefly before we went to our last break about a lot of referees that listen to the show and a lot of coaches and athletic trainers as well. And I sent out a plea to the referees to please blow the whistle when the play is over. There are many instances where, and it's the beginning of the season for the referees as well, so, you know, it's, I guess, understandable. There are many instances where the umpire assumes that the backfield judge is going to blow the whistle, who assumes that the side judge is going to blow the whistle. And the bottom line is the whistle never gets blown and the play is over. The reason that I'm talking about it is because as a doctor who stands on the sidelines, this is where some injuries occur. Injuries occur when somebody is helpless. The whistle did not blow. The kids are taught to keep going until the whistle blows. And somebody falls on somebody or somebody hits somebody and somebody gets hurt and it absolutely did not need to happen. So if you're in the referee circles, please talk about it before the game and figure out whose responsibility it is to blow the whistle in a timely manner. Now, having said that, and I want to go to this really quickly, I think kickoffs are extremely dangerous because of the speeds and the rapid change of directions. I also think that extra points and field goals can be dangerous because the two outside guys are laying out trying to block the kick. And I saw it last night. They run into each other. So you're not the kicking team now. You are the defending team. You're trying to block the extra point. The right end and the left end are just laying out trying to block this, and they run into each other. I've seen head injuries. I've seen concussions. What can you do? If you are a coach, try to figure out if this is a right-footed kicker or a left-footed kicker and assign one of the players to be the one who lays out and the other one not. Just because at the high school level, at the pro level, it's extremely dangerous. With that being said, you're listening to Inside Sports Medicine, 103.3 FM, ESPN Radio.
Hey, thinking about grabbing something to eat? Which sounds better to you? This?
Welcome to McWendy's Burger Bell. Could you like fries with that?
Or this?
Hi, welcome to Hooters.
Yeah, thought so. And now with Hooters More Than a Mouthful Mondays, you can enjoy Hooters More Than a Mouthful Cheeseburger Platter with pickle and fries for just $5.99 every Monday at Hooters. So say goodbye to McWendy's Burger Bell.
Would you like fries with that?
And hello to Hooters More Than a Mouthful Monday.
See you at Hooters.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older, that you can't do certain things anymore. Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225 or visit texasback.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute, technology with a healing touch.
At Miller Lite, we know there's only one thing Cowboys fans love as much as great Pilsner taste, and that's winning. Because winning is way better than losing. You don't play to lose the game. May the best man lose? Not around these parts, hombre. Loser take all? Maybe if you're playing a mean game of Texas let go of them. Lose some, you lose some? Not when your team has 20 consecutive winning seasons. Heads I lose, tails you lose? Throw that coin through the retractable roof. Ever heard of the loser's circle? It's the visiting team huddle at Cowboy Stadium. Loser, loser, chicken dinner? I'll stick with some Tex-Mex. Next. This is a must-lose situation, says the schmo without a star on his helmet. Dreaming about losing the lottery? What's that? Sorry, I'm busy dreaming about awesome stuff like Dallas cheerleaders. Are you in it to lose it? Then I'm out like good old Texas Stadium. So why lose when you can win with a great Pilsner taste of Miller Lite? Triple hops brewed Miller Lite. Taste greatness. Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas. Great beer, great responsibility.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group, with offices in Dallas, Las Colinas, and Frisco. Visit txsportsmed.com for more information about the practice and our doctors.
And tune in to Dr. Soriel on Inside Sports Medicine, Saturdays, 8 to 10 a.m., right here on 103.3 FM, ESPN.
Now, a SportsCenter update, live from the NorthTexasHondaDealers.com SportsCenter desk.
I'm Steven Peters in the ESPNDallas.com newsroom. Rangers pulled away from the A's last night in the game and in the standings, winning game one of the three-game series, 7-3. Michael Young says, though, he's not worried about what goes on with other teams behind them.
It's not our business when any other team does. We only care about what goes on in this clubhouse. We only care about how we approach the game we're going to play. And the only thing we worry about is the next game we have. So we're going to show up tomorrow night and we're going to go hard.
Good news for the Rangers. Nelson Cruz is expected to be back on Monday, and Ian Kinsler heads to Frisco to begin his rehab assignment today. In football, the Cowboys have their dress rehearsal tonight against the Texans. Wade Phillips says the team won't show everything they've got.
We're not going to show everything that we're going to do against them that we think we can gain an advantage on. It's matchups is really what we're talking about. If we can gain matchup advantages during the regular season game, that's what we'll do more so than we would in the preseason game.
Training camp wrapped up on Thursday. According to the team, nearly 300,000 fans attended training camp between the three sites this year. And round three of the Barclays is underway. The leaders begin at 12:50 local time. Jason Day leads by one stroke at 8-under. Tiger Woods tees off at 11:30. He's at 4-under. I'm Steven Peters. Tune in, log in, join in, 103.3 FM and ESPNDallas.com.
Opportunity is beating down the doors at your North Texas Honda dealers. 10,000 new Hondas, clearance priced. Get yours at ntxhonda.com.
Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriel, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriel's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriel.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. We had the cone of silence on there for a minute. We have removed it now. So welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Soriel here, Clarence Carter. And yes, that was Steven Peters on the board. We have been taking your calls for this hour, and we're going to go right back to the phones, 214-787-1033 or 71755. Let's go to Ray. Hey, Ray, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Hey, that was uncomfortable silence.
Yeah, that was very uncomfortable for all of us here, too.
Yeah, I actually have a question. I've been playing competitive racquetball, played college football. played in basketball. I'm about to turn 48. And recently, in the last year, I've had some knee pain. I'd say it's right below around my kneecap area in both knees, mainly my left knee.
Okay.
And some people said it's cartilage. Some people lately told me it's arthritis, and I've never seen any doctor for any type of injury.
Okay. Is there any swelling associated with it?
No, not at all.
All right. Well, so here's the thing. And the real answer is they may all be right. And you actually bring up a very good point that I was going to get to today. Arthritis does not typically just happen overnight. Arthritis is something that develops and sometimes takes years or even decades to come about. And if you understand the normal structure of a knee or an ankle or an elbow or a shoulder or whatever joint, all joints have a layer of cartilage that covers the end of the bone. And you have that same layer underneath your kneecap as well. With time, especially if you're really athletic, this layer of cartilage starts to get thinner, and in the early stages, it doesn't hurt. It just makes noise. A lot of people, their knees creak when they go up and down stairs or when they stand up from a squat, that kind of thing. Well, this sort of thing is cartilage damage underneath the kneecap. It's called chondromalacia, and it can progress to the point where the cartilage completely deteriorates and the bone is exposed. Well, this entire process is arthritis. So, you know, you can call it pre-arthritis, you can call it whatever you want to call it. I've seen 16-year-old girls with chondromalacia who come from other doctors and they say, well, my doctor said I had arthritis. Well, technically, the process is starting, but at 16, you probably don't have it. So to answer your question, I want to make a distinction between pain underneath the kneecap and pain at the tip of the kneecap. Because if it's pain at the inferior tip of the kneecap, it could very well be tendonitis. Pain underneath the kneecap, that may very well be chondromalacia or cartilage damage or pre-arthritis or all of the above. And by the way, you could very well have both. You could have chondromalacia and tendonitis. In fact, there's a syndrome. People who have really tight hamstrings, back in the old days, we used to call that hamstrung knee. There's a syndrome, what's called patellofemoral compression syndrome, where if you have tight hamstrings, you will develop chondromalacia and you will develop tendonitis, and it kind of all three go together. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's kind of what you're describing.
Right.
So the answer, I that was a really long-winded answer, I know. But the answer is if it's – get it checked out. That's the answer. Get it checked out, because I can't tell you on the air which of the three it could be. It could all be three. Could be all three of them. If you get to the point where you have swelling, if you get to the point where you have limping, if you get to the point where it's difficult to go up and down stairs, then you clearly got to get it checked out.
Right.
All right, Ray.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I think I confused him. All right. With that being said, let's go to Jerry. Hey, Jerry, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine. Jerry, you there?
Yes, this is Gary.
Yeah. Oh, Gary, I'm sorry. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Talk to me.
I have a situation where my son got the front of his knee hit in football last Friday night, and we took him to an orthopedic surgeon to get an MRI done.
Okay.
And the surgeon has said he's got a torn ACL. It's going to require getting tendons or something from his hamstring to rebuild it.
Okay.
And then he's also got a torn, I believe it's called meniscus,
yep,
in the knee.
Yep.
And the thing is, he had lots of swelling, lots of pain, but as the week has gone on, the swelling's gone away, his motion's come back, and the pain is
subsided. Yep.
And he's trying to convince me that he's not injured and he can play football.
No.
So.
No.
I need to know, number one, is there a possibility of a misdiagnosis with the MRI, and what are his chances of being able to play this season?
Wow. Okay, so I'll answer the first question. Is there a possibility of a misdiagnosis? Yes, there is. MRIs are incorrect, depending on who reads them, about 10% of the time. But 90% of the time, they're pretty accurate. And if you've got a good scan and a good radiologist, For an ACL, it's almost 100% of the time. And ACLs are also a clinical examination. So often I don't need an MRI to tell whether your ACL is torn or not. It's just a matter of feel. So having said that, I'm going to assume that the diagnosis is correct. And what your son is describing, and I tell all my patients this, don't confuse the fact that you are recovering from the acute injury with the fact that your ACL is healed. Don't confuse the two. ACL injuries do not heal. The anterior cruciate ligament is suspended between the femur and the tibia like a guitar string, like a rubber band. When you have a hyperextension injury like what you described to your son, that rubber band snaps. When it snaps, the two ends pull apart. There is no way for that ligament to heal. Now, the acute injury from the trauma will subside. The pain will subside. The swelling will subside. In fact, we require for the acute injury to subside before we even do surgery. So back in the old days, you blow your ACL on a Friday, you have surgery on a Saturday. Well, that has been associated with all kinds of stiffness because we have not allowed the acute injury to subside. Now we allow the acute injury to subside, which may take a week or two or three, and then do the reconstruction so that you don't have the stiffness associated with the surgery. But don't confuse the fact that the acute injury has subsided with healing. The second question was, what are the chances of him playing this year? Zero. Now, if this was my son, it would be zero. There have been a couple of well-known situations where it was a quarterback at Colorado or the quarterback at the University of Oregon blew out their ACL, knew the ramifications, knew that there's a good chance of further damage, but was hoping to try to get into the NFL, so he discussed it with his family, discussed it with the team doctors and the coaches, and they decided to put a brace on him and roll the dice and try to play. And both of those situations ended up in disaster, both of them, because your knee is unstable, and no matter how good a brace you use, it just won't hold you. So if it was my 18-year-old son and he blew out his ACL and the MRI is positive, he's done. Now, get another opinion. I mean, we have an ACL clinic at Texas Sports Medicine. I'm happy to see him, but just get another opinion. This one is pretty textbook, it sounds like.
Okay.
Thanks, Jerry.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
I heard something the other day. One of my patients was telling me about their daughter. Now, I've probably done, clearly over 1,000 ACLs. I'm not sure how many ACL surgeries I've done, but it's maybe approaching 1,500.
That's it?
That's a lot.
I figured you'd be like 15,000 or something.
No.
I thought you did some in your sleep.
And I've had my ACL done, so I both
did
knees.
Did you do your own ACL?
No. Most common question I get when I tell patients I had my knees reconstructed is, well, who did you have do yours? Well, I went to the guy who taught me. So I went to Georgia, and Champ Baker, who is the current president of Sports Medicine Society, that did my ACL reconstructions. One of them, this is a kind of an odd story. I did it under epidural. So you get a shot in the back, your legs go numb, you don't feel anything, and you can watch on a TV monitor. At one point during the case, I was telling Dr. Baker, I said, you know, I'm better at this than you are.
Is that when he pulled your entire ligament out and just threw it on the floor?
No, that's when he told the anesthesiologist to give me some more medicine, and that's the last thing I remember. So I heard a story. One of my patients was telling me that his daughter, who was in her 20s, went to Houston, lives in Houston, and had both ACLs reconstructed on the same day and sent home without crutches or anything. And I couldn't believe it. I mean, that is,
how do you walk?
I don't know.
When you have both your ACLs done?
I don't know. I have never heard of any surgeon doing both ACLs at the same time. I was amazed by that. And it, look, you know, there's all kinds of things that we can do to make the pain more tolerable, but not both knees. Not both knees. All right, do we have time for more? More calls? I mean, the phones are just crazy.
Yeah, you can take one more.
All right, let's go to Will. I'm curious as to what's going on with Will. Hey, Will, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
How's it going, Doc?
So what you got?
Well, I called a couple weeks ago after several surgeries on my knee.
Yeah, are you the seven-hour surgery?
That's me.
So is your knee still leaking?
No.
Oh, good, good.
No, but that's what I'm calling about, because the procedure was where they actually, what was nicked was the membrane that produces synovial fluid.
Yep, yep.
And they stitched it originally, but the stitches failed, and there was not enough tissue to work with.
Okay.
So what he did was he used what was called, I guess, Alloderm.
Yeah.
Usually used in cosmetic surgery, and grafted that on. I was curious, because I've never really got a straight answer on this, and he's not worked with this before. I think another doctor actually came in and did the procedure. What is the long-term use of something like this? Is it as good as before, or is this something I'm going to have to keep an eye on when I start playing sports again, hopefully in the future?
I can't answer that. I haven't worked with the material myself. I know what it is, but I haven't worked with it. I've had a couple of synovial leaks myself over the last 15 years, and what I've done in those situations is just go back in and sew them back up again. So if the initial stitches didn't hold, you just put in more bigger stitches, and they work. So I'm not familiar with it, so I can't answer that. I'm just loving following your case, though. I can't wait to get you back to sports.
I can't. I'm actually coaching already. I'm itching to get out there and play, though.
You're coaching what?
Softball, but I'm ready to start. I want to play.
All right. Well, I'm sure you will. You got a long road ahead of you, and a lot of rehab.
Yeah.
All right. Keep going, man. Keep me posted.
Will do. Thanks.
All right. Inside Sports Medicine, 214-787-1033. What is hey, Clarence.
Yes, sir.
What is that deviated what?
A deviated sat pat. I don't know. That's what it sounded like.
Well, now I've got to take this call set. I've got to take this call just so I know what that is.
All right, well, let's find out.
Let's go. Hey, Ron.
Hey, thanks for good morning.
What do you have?
The MRI showed that it was a deviated sat pat in my foot underneath the second metatarsal.
I've never heard it put like that. A deviated fat pad under the second metatarsal?
That's what I've been told. It's something I'm not familiar with, and I know that I've had chronic pain for over a year now, and I don't know exactly how common that is and what the treatment is.
Well, there's a common problem under the second metatarsal called metatarsalgia, and it's kind of like a stress phenomenon, and normally we treat that with a pad that is placed in the appropriate spot. And that addresses it. But I've never heard of a deviated fat pad.
Really?
Yeah. Well, no. Just because I haven't heard of it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. I mean, I just don't, you know, I don't do podiatry. So so what are they suggesting to do with this deviated fat pad?
Well, so far I've just done the preliminary stuff about the, got the MRI, and I haven't seen a specialist yet.
So. Yeah. But my guess is that they'll probably put a pad in your shoe, and hopefully that'll take care of that.
Yeah, I've done the whole pad in the shoe for probably about 3-4 months now, and that's of no use, really.
Well, I'm curious as to what the specialist is going to say. Call me back and let me know.
Okay.
All right. You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine on 103.3 FM, ESPN Radio. When we come back, we're going to take more of your calls. That was awkward. When we come back, we'll take more of your calls. 214-787-1033.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information.
or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older, that you can't do certain things anymore. Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225 or visit texasback.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute, technology with a healing touch.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group with offices in Dallas, Las Colinas, and Frisco. Visit txsportsmed.com for more information about the practice and our doctors.
And tune in to Dr. Soriel on Inside Sports Medicine, Saturdays, 8 to 10 a.m., right here on 103.3 FM, ESPN.
Buy some Coors Light. Buy some right now. You could win free stuff. Free stuff is good. Silver ticket promotion. Football prizes tickets.
The Coors Light Silver Ticket Promotion. No purchase necessary. Must be a legal U.S. resident 21 or older. Void in California and where prohibited. See rules at CoorsLight.com for details and how to enter without purchase. Ends October 31st, 2010. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Great beer, great responsibility.
If you've considered buying a gun, now is the time. The original Fort Worth Gun Show returns this Saturday and Sunday to the Will Rogers Center. Receive training from experts to legally protect your family and yourself. Over 1,200 tables of guns, ammo, shooting supplies, and more. Visit our website, fwgunshow.com, or call us at 817-732-1194. The original Fort Worth Gun Show this Saturday and Sunday at Will Rogers. Don't wait. Take action while you still can.
Hey, thinking about grabbing something to eat? Which sounds better to you? This?
Welcome to McWayne's Burger Bell. Would you like fries with that?
Or this?
Hi, welcome to Hooters.
Yeah, thought so. And now with Hooters More Than a Mouthful Mondays, you can enjoy Hooters More Than a Mouthful Cheeseburger Platter with pickle and fries for just $5.99 every Monday at Hooters. So say goodbye to McWendy's Burger Bell.
Would you like fries with that?
And hello to Hooters More Than a Mouthful Monday.
See you at Hooters.
Now, a SportsCenter update live from the North Texas Honda Dealers.com SportsCenter desk.
I'm Stephen Peters in the ESPNDallas.com newsroom. Rangers take game one from the A's with a 7-3 win. Tommy Hunter went 7 2/3 innings for his 11th win of the year. Josh Hamilton, who went 3 for 3, says there's still a lot of games to be played.
It's better than 2 games, or 1.5, but still we got to play, you know, our division a lot more rest of the way. So we don't get too ahead of ourselves and just focus on what we got to do every night and who's on the mound for the other team every night.
That lead Hamilton was talking about is now 9.5 games on Oakland. The magic number is 26. Ian Kinsler heads to Frisco to begin his rehab assignment today. In football, the Cowboys have their dress rehearsal tonight against the Texans. Wade Phillips says the starters will play according to how well they're playing in the game. Round 3 of the Barclays is underway. The leaders begin at 12:50. Jason Day leads by one stroke at 8-under. Tiger Woods tees off at 11:30. He's at 4-under. And SMU football coach June Jones will receive a 2-year extension after guiding the Mustangs to the Hawaii Bowl. That was their first bowl appearance since 84. I'm Stephen Peters. Tune in, log in, join in, 103.3 FM and ESPNDallas.com.
Opportunity is beating down the doors at your North Texas Honda dealers. 10,000 new Hondas, clearance priced. Get yours at ntxhonda.com.
Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriel's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only, and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriel.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. Dr. T.O. Soriel here, Clarence Carter, Stephen Peters. That was a good choice of music on that one. I saw Heart last week.
I do what you tell me to do.
Well, that was a good one. I saw Heart. They played at the House of Blues.
It's a great venue to go check out a show, by the way.
It is a great venue.
For the last probably 2 years, I've seen George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic. And, I mean, first of all, you talk about an amazing show that they put on. But that venue is just, it's a great place to go see live music.
Who did you see?
George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic. You know, Tear the Roof Off, Cosmic Slop.
Clueless. Sorry.
Yes, you. Oh, stop it.
But you,
that should have been your heyday, like the 70s. You should have been, you know.
Commodores.
Okay, yeah.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah. Bootsy Collins was with
who?
George. Don't tell me you don't know who Bootsy Collins is.
I don't know who that is.
Munchies for Your Love. You don't know that? Okay. Let's do your sports show.
Okay.
Let's just do your sports talk show. I'm very disappointed in you right now.
What, do you know who Heart is?
I do because you told me. I mean, I
had. But you wouldn't have.
No. But, okay.
Well, so
but
why are you surprised that
because the band I'm talking about is from your era. They were making music before I was born, and I like them.
Did they have a different name?
No. George Clinton. Atomic Dog. You don't. I mean, seriously, you don't know who I'm talking about?
You know what? When we come back the next segment, play me one of his pieces. All right. With that being said, Inside Sports Medicine, 103.3 FM. And because of the request by Chris Cully and staff at Glen Eagles, we're going to have a hip-hop word today. Clarence is going to give us a... We haven't done this in well over a year. Oh, maybe 2 years.
Not that long, but it has been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. So I'm excited. Maybe I'll learn who Bill Clinton was. What?
George Clinton. Stop George playing. Clinton. I'm not buying this at all.
All right, let's go to Wendy from Colleyville. Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Good, thank you. I have a couple of questions. I have a very tight hamstring, and in July I was doing a long run and felt really good through the whole run. But as soon as I stopped, the same side where my hamstring has been tight, I felt like I had very badly pulled my hip or my groin muscle, and it's just been very sore ever since, to the point where I can't run, and it just is really bothers me.
Is it bad enough that you limp?
Occasionally, and it also has started to affect my knee. And so I went and I just kept thinking that it would get better on its own. I thought maybe it'll pull muscle. I went to a sports doctor, and he did some manipulation, did do an X-ray, and felt like that it was muscular, and has recommended that I see a doctor to try a Rosti therapy.
Yeah.
And okay. And I'm not really positive what that is, but.
Well, hang on. I'm not really comfortable with a diagnosis yet. I mean, I'm not sure if you've got one thing or if you've got two things or if you've got a back problem that may be radiating to your hamstring. Were you given a diagnosis as to what muscle it is or what is going on?
He wasn't positive what actually, he did mention a couple of muscles that he said were all related there, which would affect my knee. And he also had, why I mentioned the hamstring was because he felt like had we worked on the hamstring before and loosened up that hamstring, I probably wouldn't have done that to my hip or in growing yeah. muscle. The initial injury was very painful, though, 4 to 6 Motrin around the clock for a couple of days, couldn't roll over in bed.
What was the initial injury? How did you do it?
Well, I was running, and it was so – sometimes when I was doing 6.5, which for me is a long run, And I felt a little, sometimes I feel a little bit of aches and pains, but it was great weather where I was running, and I just kept going. But the second I stopped, I could feel it, and I was limping.
And you had to take a lot of Advil.
I did, and the acuteness lasted about 2 to 3 days.
And you didn't step in a hole and tear your hamstring?
No.
You got a pinched nerve. You need to go get it checked out.
And should I have an MRI to check that out?
Yeah, you need another opinion. You need to go to somebody that is comfortable with runners. This may very well be from your lower back, and it's radiating through the sciatic nerve. I mean, this makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. Anytime it's that severe a pain and you have not done anything, then that clearly that you got a pinched nerve. Go get it checked out.
Okay, thank you. Can I ask one more question? I have a 17-year-old son who's athletic. He did 3 years ago. He fractured the growth plate in his foot, and they did not cast it. But he was in a boot for 2 or 3 months. He did do therapy. After the boot came off, his ankle was snapping, and it just continues to snap. I mean, consistently, you can hear, and it's very loud. You can hear him coming down the hall. Went back, asked for second opinion, or asked about the snapping, and they said that there really wasn't anything that you could do about that, and nothing to be concerned about.
Wow. I need to kind of run, but do you know which growth plate was broken?
It was in his foot.
Fibula, metatarsal.
I don't remember. It was about 3 years ago. I'm not sure.
And ever since then, the ankle was snapping. Well, most likely that's either a calcium deposit or the growth plate did not heal back properly. If it's something that's annoying, I'm sure that it can be addressed. The debate is going to be how far to pursue it. Same kind of thing. You need to go to the expert. And if you need a referral for a foot and ankle specialist, I'm happy to help you with that. Just Google Texas Sports Medicine, go to the Ask the Doc section, remind me that we spoke, and I'll give you some directions.
Great. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Wendy.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Hamstring injuries, unless you remember, cutting around end and planting and your hamstring pops and you pull up lame, unless you remember doing that, part of the differential diagnosis is a pinched nerve or sciatic nerve injury, especially if it's something that's bad enough that you're laid up for 3 or 4 days and you got to take a lot of medicine just to get through it. So that's clearly in the differential. And hopefully she'll get this checked out. All right, let's go to Neil. Hey, Neil, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Hey, good morning. How are you, sir?
I am great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Quick question for you. Over the last 3 years, I've had both knees replaced. And then I had a pinched nerve where I had a discectomy, and feeling pretty good right now. And I just wondered, I've been an athlete my whole life, and I just wondered what continued activities for my titanium knees and other things would you recommend? Golf, swimming, bicycling, I do them all, and I'd love to go skiing again this winter. So just wondered what your opinion was.
Well, in general, my opinion is all of the above. There's actually an advertisement that I saw while I was out of town last weekend. It was on behalf of the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. Gordie Howe, who used to play hockey, had his hip replaced, and he was the spokesperson for this, saying that, he can now do things that he wasn't able to do before. Joint replacements are relatively common. They've been around for a long time, and they're actually getting better and they're lasting longer. And as a general rule, what I tell my patients, if it's non-impact athletics, if you've had your knees replaced or your hips replaced and you want to ride a bike or swim, go for it. It's actually good and healthy for you. If it's impact athletics, then you can probably do it on a limited basis. You can probably play a little bit of tennis. I think you can probably ski without a problem. But those knees should be pretty safe for non-impact athletics.
Great, and I take it that wearing a brace when I'm doing skiing or whatever is probably unnecessary?
Yeah, that is correct. Typically, when you do a knee replacement, the structure of the replacement is stable. Often, they'll take out your ACL when they do a knee replacement. And some of them, they actually take out your PCL too, your posterior cruciate ligament. And those are the two stabilizing ligaments. And the reason they take them out is because the inherent structure of the knee replacement is stable. So, no, I typically do not see braces after knee replacements. Thanks, Neil.
Thanks so much.
Hopefully that was helpful.
Thank you, sir.
We have we must have a ton of people listening today because I'm not sure I'm going to get to all these phone calls. Clarence, any ideas?
I don't know that you'll get all of them, but I know if they go on the internet and Google Texas Sports Medicine, they can click on the Ask the Doc section and send you an email with their questions, and I'm sure you'll get back to them within the next couple of days.
I am very good about getting back to them within the next couple of days.
Or if they text in to 71755, maybe you can reply to them real quick once the show's over.
Are we going to have podcasts?
Of course, you go to ESPNDallas.com/radio. You click on the show page, which is Inside Sports Medicine, and that will be up within the hour.
And you can also download the entire show. This one was really full. This was a good show. This one was one of our better shows. You can download the entire show if you go to iTunes or Podomatic. It's free. Just look up Inside Sports Medicine. You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine, 103.3 FM, ESPN Radio.
Football is about harnessing that aggression into a team effort to achieve perfection.
Now, how about some season tickets? Miller Lite, the official beer choice of the Dallas Cowboys, is giving you the chance to win Cowboys season tickets. Listen to 103.3 FM ESPN for the keyword. Text it in to 71755 for your sweepstakes entry. Log on to ESPNDallas.com for official rules and details.
Hey, thinking about grabbing something to eat? Which sounds better to you? This?
Welcome to McWayne's Burger Bell. Would you like fries with that?
Or this?
Hi, welcome to Hooters.
Yeah, thought so. And now with Hooters More Than a Mouthful Mondays, you can enjoy Hooters More Than a Mouthful Cheeseburger Platter with pickle and fries for just $5.99 every Monday at Hooters. So say goodbye to McWendy's Burger Bell.
Would you like fries with that?
And hello to Hooters More Than a Mouthful Monday.
See you at Hooters.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information. Or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Sorial here, Clarence Carter, Stephen Peters. What is this that we're listening to?
My friend, this is George Clinton, Atomic Dog, one of the most popular songs of the funk era.
What, bring it back up again? Dancing Dog. I must admit that the 70s were a little foggy for me, but I
can imagine. I didn't want to say that.
I don't recall this.
Nasty Dog.
Was this on the radio?
Atomic.
Snoop Dogg did a remake of this, if you're familiar with his work.
One of the ugliest humans on the face of the planet.
Well, one of the best paid, too.
Yep. Yeah, well, it's just, yeah. You know, money can't buy looks. All right, so with that being said, Back by popular demand. Are you going to have a hip-hop word for us today,
yeah,
Clarence?
I have something for you. I don't know if I should, though. I mean, after you trying to take these shots.
Well, I'm not taking shots. I've always liked the hip-hop word. You just kind of decided you didn't want to do it anymore.
That's not true. Today's hip hop word was inspired by you, my friend, Dr. T.O. Soriel.
Okay.
Today's hip hop word is Busta. Do you know what that means? Not like Busta Rhymes, or like Busta Douglas, B-U-S-T-A,
Busta,
which has several meanings, but today it's someone.
Is this clean?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Well, there's always there's a clean and a dirty version.
Before you went, I just wanted to make sure I caught you before you went.
Hey, I like my job.
All right. Okay.
And I don't want to get fired.
So Busta, what does Busta mean?
A Buster is somebody that.
Are you pronouncing the R?
No. I just told you, you spell it B-U-S-T-A.
But when